Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Jack Otto, for this evening's edition of Radically Right. And each week I want to start off the program with a prayer, and I want to ask you to join me in prayer. So for those who are taking a stand against the New World Order, and I would ask that you please do not just listen to me pray, but add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons Isaac and Ishmael, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings, and we ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and the conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, health, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua, the Mashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Tonight we're going to take another shot at this New World Order. We're hoping to hurt them as best we can, because there really does exist an evil conspiracy that literally runs the world. It pulls the political strings from behind the scenes. And if you're one of those who believes it could not be possible because the newspapers and TV would have informed you, then I want you to listen to this little excerpt from a speech by President John F. Kennedy. This paragraph from his speech follows his admonition against secret societies and secret oaths and secret proceedings. And I quote JFK, "We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. On infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. And he should have listened to his own words a little more closely, because he was soon after silenced, not praised." Those who know that something is drastically wrong and search diligently will find that the culprits comprise a large satanic cult that only pretends to be Jews. And anything less than a stringently diligent search will probably lead to the wrong conclusion, that is, that the Hebrew descendants of the Old Testament are guilty. It's not true. Now, a second objective of the innermost circle of the pseudo-Jews is the total annihilation of the real Hebrews, and it would be appropriate to call them anti-Semitic. We're going to continue on. We've got a break coming up here, and I want you to listen to our sponsors. Make this kind of information coming to you. Be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We're going to continue on talking about these pseudo-Jews, the inner circle of the New World Order, and their anti-Semitic attitude. We're going to go on to note that the pogroms of a century ago were one of their trial runs, and Hitler's Nazi regime was a more serious effort. And the third wave of this Holocaust is planned for soon when Christians and Jews are pitted against Islamic forces in World War III. And at that crucial time, the perpetrators plan to blame all the evils of the world on the Jews in an effort to manipulate the Christians into changing sides and joining the Muslims in genocide against the Jews. And if that propaganda were to be successful, then nearly everyone would be against the real Hebrews in a real Holocaust. Now, the masses have never been fully informed of the plans of these conspirators because they own the international banking and insurance syndicate. And the syndicate, in turn, owns newspapers, television, and Hollywood, as well as most of the national governments in the world and nearly all of the industry. The few who are aware of this plot mistakenly believe it to be a Jewish conspiracy because many leaders have Jewish-sounding names. Others who note the plethora of Jewish-sounding names in the highest pinnacles of TV, publishing, government, financing, marketing, industry, medicine, law, etc., build up a resentment for the backlash, which will coincide with World War III. And the final wave of this Holocaust is aimed at real Hebrew children and Aryans in general. This program is designed to explain who are these conspirators, where they come from, how they nearly accomplished their goal of world government, and their unseemly game plan for the future. It was around 500 A.D. that a subset of the Turkish Huns were expelled from Turkey for being despicably evil. and participation by nearly everyone in Turkey was needed for the rout, but animosity was a great motivating force, and this sect of the Tartars was called Khazars. And after being driven out of Turkey, some fled to the west and became gypsies. Those who went east with their king settled up in the between the Caspian and Black Seas in what is known as the steppes of Russia, and areas north of there to the Caucasus Mountains. Now, their capital city, Atil, was located at the mouth of the Volga River, and due to their fierce and vengeful nature, they soon dominated an area in excess of 800,000 square miles, easily conquering the relatively peaceful agrarian Slav. Approximately 2.5 centuries later, their monarch, which was called a Chagan, came under pressure to take sides in the contention between Islamic and Christian factions that were growing up around him. And to avoid offending either, King Bulan opted for a politically expedient maneuver. In 741 A.D., he called in all the religious leaders in the area to get their input, and then decreed Judaism the official religion for his 20 million people, and this included 4,000 nobility. Those Khazars who had fled to the west, to Bulgaria and Hungary and Romania some 200 years earlier, did not pursue the Jewish role and became the gypsies that roamed and ripped so ruthlessly. Now, these new converts to Judaism had no written language and little science, so the Semitic Hebrews taught them much. The Khazars used the Hebrew alphabet or the phonics to codify their Khazarian language. Many words were incorporated from other languages, primarily Germanic, to form the Yiddish or Yiddish language. And due to the common usage of the Hebrew alphabet, Yiddish appears to be Hebrew, but it is not. And much of their incorporated language was German because many youths were sent to school. The Aryans were needed for their sciences, but hated due to the threat they had posed to conquest. The Aryans had always been formidable foes to the Khazarian adventure, and anti-Aryanism precipitated the misnomer anti-Semitism. It is the Christian Aryans, as well as the real Semitic Hebrews, that are slated for extinction by these false Jews. See, even when the acceptance of a religion is less than genuine, those who wish to fake it must study it to charade successfully. In the course of studying their new religion, these Khazars came across a character in Hebrew writings with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light, that fell from heaven and became Satan, our adversary, the prince of darkness. And they formed a secret society within Judaism dedicated to Satan. You look this up in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. This parallels these people's existing religion, the worship of a phallic demon god of evil. See, there are three classifications of Jews in the world. First, there are the true Semitic people from the Middle East. They have similar appearances to other Semites. The Falasha are black Jews from Africa who have preserved some of the tradition, but the genetic material became truly African. And the third segment is this Ashkenazi, or Eastern European Jews, that ensued from the Khazars and became a false diaspora that claimed approximately 92% of those who claim to be Jews. Now, not all these Ashkenazi Jews are dedicated to the satanic movement. Their philosophy, as well as their genetic material, has been diluted over time, and today there are many upstanding Ashkenazim who worship the God of good and eschew the evil Satan. However, there is a hardcore of evil at the center of those who say they speak for the Jews, and part of their game plan is to see that all real Old Testament Hebrews are annihilated. And much of the Basim movement against this force of evil comes from members within that sect who abhor evil and spoken out against it, oftentimes at great personal expense. Now, those who find it difficult to believe that such could exist need to turn to the New Testament and read there in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. If many of our founding fathers belonged to secret societies like the Masons without knowing who it was behind the organization, so they unwittingly raised money for these pseudo-Jews, not really realizing that the proceeds were going to causes they would not wittingly support. Some mistakenly blamed the real Hebrew children for the deeds of the false Jews, who only masquerade as servants of the God of good. They do not serve the Creator, they serve Satan. There is an important reference in the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and in the 9th verse of both the 2nd and 3rd chapters of Revelation, we find reference to those say they are Jews and are not. The segments are worth quoting. Revelation 2:9. Let me take a little excerpt from that. Quote, I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. Then we go to Revelation 3:9. And it says, Behold, I will make them of the synagogue Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet to know that I have loved thee. Now, both references of this prophecy section of the Bible refers to the synagogue of Satan that is comprised of people who say they are Jews but are not. The latter reference includes a declaration that they lie, and lies are the standard mode of operation. All their operation is built on lies from nearly everything from drugs to Coca-Cola. The plethora of Jewish names in the pinnacles of media, law, banking, politics, medicine, abortion, liquor, drugs, slavery, etc., it's going to be easy to prove, but it would be more difficult for people to discern that the real perpetrators of war and famine are the false Jews, and with very few exceptions, the real Jews have absolutely nothing to do with this great conspiracy to rule the world. See, the Illuminati was commissioned by Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, who went by the name of Rothschild, and each of his sons came into the family business at the age of 12 and was later sent out to gain control of the banking institutions of the world. His son Nathan went to London at the age of 21 and quickly proved himself shrewd. Jacob, who passed himself off as James, went to Paris to bank. Solomon went to Vienna. Kalman, who passed himself off as Carl, went to Amsterdam. And Amschel Jr. stayed right there in Frankfurt. Now, this was the seed of international banking. It was Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, also known as Rothschild, who said, Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws. See, he knew that whoever issued paper money would have enough to buy politicians and finance the careers of those sympathetic and likely to remain loyal. His version of the golden rule must have been, he who has the gold makes the rules. On the occasion of a party, Rothschild boasted, I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man that controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply. He generated enough wealth to gain that control through international banking. Gold was transferred by paperwork from one Rothschild bank to another in foreign lands, thereby avoiding the risk of physically transporting gold on high speed. We're going to continue in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We were talking about Rothschild, whose real name is Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, the commissioner of the Illuminati. And we're going to get into one of his fundraising projects, which consists of having thugs kidnap German men to be sold to Great Britain as warrior slaves through the House of Hesse Castle. William IX was the landgrave of Hesse Castle, and he inherited one of the largest private fortunes in all of Europe when his father passed on in the year 1785. It is estimated to have been more than 12.5 million ounces of gold. Now, after the battle with Napoleon in June of 1806, William IX, the Elector of Hesse Castle, fled to Denmark for safety, and he left 150 ounces of gold and some important papers with Rothschild, who was able to successfully hide the sum from Napoleon's soldiers by concealing it in wine casks. It was safe until the Elector's return in 1814, and this made Rothschild indispensable to William IX. And from that fiduciary or position, a position of trust, Rothschild was able to embezzle much of that fortune, which became his base of financial empire. You see, the slave trade had been nearly as important to the Rothschilds as his banking usury. And in the year 1787 alone, they sold 12,000 Germans to the King of England for a price of 80,000 pounds sterling. And such a slave-gathering operation is not always successful. And occasionally, a victim would escape and tell about the experience. And as a consequence, word leaked out. Some of the people, as rumors of the deed spread, Rothschild became feared and hated. You see, these were the same Hessian mercenaries used by King George to fight against the American colonists, and Eventually, many of the Hessian warrior slaves defected to the American Revolutionary camp, and others dissolved into the great wide-open wilderness of the West. And this forced importation of German slaves is part of why that is the largest ethnic population in America. Now, Rothschild recruited a man named Adam Weishaupt, who was born an Ashkenazi, and let me put the word Jew in quotes, because we're talking about so-called and not real Jews. This was done on February 6, 1748. And Weishaupt infiltrated Catholicism as a Jesuit priest. He had friends in the French court who practiced the black arts and infant sacrifice. Professor Weishaupt desired to obtain copies of black magic books like Kabbalah and the Greater Key of Solomon and the Lesser Key of Solomon. Those are rituals that advocate the summon of angels and demons, respectively. And Rothschild heard of his interest and approached him with copies of those rare texts, plus others like the Book of Shadows and the Necronomicon. And it was from here that their relationship was cemented. And Weishaupt was enlisted by Rothschild to write what became the Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion, and to institute a Bavarian branch of a secret organization called the Illuminati. Now, that Illuminati is comprised of 9 degrees, Preparation, Novice, Minerval, Illuminatus Minor, Freemason, Presbyter, Regent, Magus, and Rex. Now, this sect of the Illuminati mirrored predecessor organizations of a similar bent. Some examples are the Alumbrados, that's the Illuminati of Spain, that was formulated in 1520, and their name was changed to the Society of Jesus, that is, the Jesuits. Then there was the Rite of Swedenborg, which was the Illuminati of Stockholm in 1721. And then there was the Supreme Council and Grand Orient de la France, which is the Illuminati of France, formulated in 1725, also known as the Jacobin. And also the Illuminati Avignon in 1760, but that Bavarian branch soon outstripped the others in size and significance. Now, Weishaupt concealed himself behind the alias Spartacus, and all of his disciples took on a cover name from ancient Greek culture. He commenced recruiting members from within the Masonic Lodge Theodore in Munich, and new recruits were required to give detailed autobiographies with emphasis on dirty laundry and closet skeletons so that they could be blackmailed to stay in line. Only those vulnerable to critical blackmail are elevated to positions of authority within the Illuminati. Assassins policed the membership. Their favorite tool of execution was, and still is, poison. On May 1, 1776, Weishaupt completed for Rothschild the formulation of that branch of the Illuminati. This is a satanic movement bannerhead for world conquest. And May 1st is an unholy day for the evil Luciferians who celebrate his birthday. It is also the birthday of pagan gods Beltane and Pan. And the latter, Pan, is the origin of modern perception of Satan's appearance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Illuminati completed, or Rothschild, the formulation of that organization, and it is a satanic movement's bannerhead for world conquest. And May 1st is an unholy day for the Luciferians and also pagan gods Beltane and Pan. And Pan is the latter-day perception of what Lucifer looks like, what Satan's appearance is. It is also the day that they celebrate one of their front organizations, communism. Communism, the front organization for the Illuminati. Now, Rabbi Stephen Weiss once remarked that communism is Judaism. And it would have been more accurate to equate communism with false Jews, not the real Hebrews. See, Rothschild had Weiss help put his game plan for world conquest into writing soon after organizing the Illuminati. Weishaupt had it transcribed into French by his confederate and fellow Ingolstadt University law professor named Xavier von Zweck, right there in Frankfurt, Germany. In July of 1785, an apostate evangelist minister who rejected God and became an Illuminati courier was taking these materials to the Jacobins in Silesia and Paris, and he was struck by lightning and killed as he passed through Ratisbon, Bavaria, which is now called Regensburg. The Bavarian police were directed to the deceased horseman named Land and the text in his pouch. These incriminating documents were passed up the chain of command to the elector, who read them, decided to stay launched raids on Weishaupt's lodges of the Grand Orient and his associates. And these raids occurred on October 11th and 12th of the year 1786. Now, the Baron Freer, Eldolf von Niggi, and three others in the Illuminati confessed. They admitted the objective was to abolish religion and government in an order to establish a world rule governed by their order, and specifically the Illuminati. Six fundamental propositions are, number one, the abolition of religion, the abolition of private property, the abolition of ordered government, the abolition of inheritance, patriotism, and the family. Now, these tenets are remarkably similar to other major elements of communism, and more than just a coincidence. The search of these illuminated masons found voluminous documents and many formula for concocting poisons. Among the contraband were 130 official seals that had been stolen from princes and magistrates to facilitate forging documents. This totaled enough evidence to convince the Elector of Bavaria, Carl Theodor von Dalberg, that the documents found on the lightning-struck courier was a true copy of a plan for conspiracy to overthrow all the governments and rule the world. He chased Weishaupt and friends from the country. All secret societies not authorized by the state were made illegal. The Elector had his scholars transcribe the Illuminati's work for distribution to all the heads of church and state in Europe. Now, any mention of the Illuminati by modern-day politically correct press is usually in condemnation of the conspiracy theorists. They refer to that organization as the defunct Illuminati. Pressures against the Illuminati by the Elector of Bavaria did not eradicate either its principles or its principle. Don't trust your television and newspaper when they say otherwise. The print and electronic media are tightly controlled by the Illuminati. Shortly after the coup was completed, these Illuminati conspirators brought out one of their favorite tools, inflation. I'm talking about the coup in France. And because air and water are plentiful, the price is low despite our vital need for these commodities. Gold and diamonds are not so vital, but very expensive because of their scarcity. And money, like everything else, as its value determined by scarcity more than is essential. So one government or its bankers pump up the money supply with more paper notes. The dollars are worth less, and consequently it takes more of them to buy everything. Inflation has historically been defined as an increase in the currency in circulation. And a symptom of that is price increases. Let me read that to you again. Inflation is defined as an increase in the currency in circulation. And a symptom of that is price increases. Now the propaganda bills, that's television, newspapers, etc., would have us believe that price increases are inflation and no one really knows the cause. Sometimes droughts in the swamps or greedy Arabs are blamed anything and everything but Big Brother government printing more money. In 1798, John Robison was the professor of natural history at the University of Edinburgh and the secretary general to Scotland's Royal Society. And he was the quintessential scientist of his era with great understanding in many sciences and arts. Professor Robison published a book called Proofs of a Conspiracy. Adam Weishaupt had invited him to join the insiders, but Robison only feigned interest in order to gain more information about the conspirators' plan. Professor Robison wrote, "I have been able to trace these attempts, made through a course of 50 years, under the specious pretext of lightening the world by the torch of philosophy, and of dispelling the clouds of civil and religious superstition which keeps the nations of Europe in darkness and slavery. I have observed that these doctrines gradually diffuse and mix with all the different systems of Freemasonry, till at last an association has been formed for the express purpose of rooting out all the governments and overturn all resisting religion. Now, I have seen this association exerting itself zealously and systematically till it has become almost irresistible. And lastly, I have seen that this association still exists, still works in secret. The next year, 1799, a French monk, the Abbe Augustin Verrel, published a four-volume treatise on the very same subject that was entitled Memoirs Illustrating the History of Jacobinism. That was the Illuminati in France. It was never translated into English until probably 2 or 3 years ago. Now, the Reverend Jedi Morris was a Boston pastor and the father of Samuel Morris, the inventor of the telegraph, and he worked diligently to expose and thereby suppress the activities of the Illuminati in America. In the 1800s, nearly all the educated people were aware of the Illuminati due to the popularity of the book written by the highly respected Professor John Robinson. The Rothschild legacy rules today. It started with Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, who adopted the Rothschild name. Junior recognized his brother Nathan's superior financial acumen and passed the mantle on to Nathan, who held the post until his death in 1836. Nathan's eldest son, Lionel Rothschild, then became the managing executive of N.M. Rothschild & Son. His son, Nathan Meyer Rothschild, succeeded him in 1879 and became the first Lord Rothschild. When he died in 1915, the successor became Lionel Walter Rothschild, who held the reins until his passing in 1937. The head of the London office of N.M. Rothschild and Son was then turned over to Meyer Victor Rothschild, who in turn passed the mantle on to Jeroboam Rothschild, who changed his name to George Mandel. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. And as they walk into the synagogue on that day, the very first prayer that is recited is called Kol Nidre. They go to the west wall and they repeat this three times. In essence, it's an agreement with God Almighty that an oath or a vow or pledge taken during the next 12 months shall be null and void, and that the oath shall not be an oath, the vow shall not be a vow, and the pledge shall not be a pledge. So they're not really interested in integrity. And I want to tell you about a letter from Albert Pike. The Rothschild had informed his people at a conference in New York in 1829 that the primary front organization and threat would be called communism, but that they were to continue to infiltrate secret societies and control them with even more secretive inner circles. This was called the Eastern Front. In 1891, another Rothschild associate, Cecil Rhodes, opened up the Western Front. Rhodes had used the Boer Wars in Africa to take over the gold mines and diamond fields. Those wars had Jewish overtones and underpinnings, but the Jews were of the false variety. The Western Front was fomented by Rhodes' Circle of Initiates. This group put out fronts like the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which became the Council on Foreign Relations here in America. After Rhodes' death, his great fortune created the Rhodes Trust. That trust creates the scholarship needed to help the right kind of people from the right kind of families become thoroughly inculcated with the internationalism at the most prestigious university. Many of those right kinds of people had the right kinds of secret organizations. They would not need to conceal good works. It is evil that must be cloaked in secrecy to manipulate good men to work for a cause that they would not wittingly support. Some of the many Masons were George Washington, Paul Revere, John Paul Jones, Patrick Henry, Alexander Hamilton, Benedict Arnold, Andrew Jackson, James Monroe, James Knox Polk, James Buchanan, Andrew Polk, Andrew Johnson, Garfield, McKinley, Teddy Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, Taft, Warren Harding, FDR, Harry Truman, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Luther Burbank, James Madison, Dewey, Bob Dole, Henry Ford, Newt Gingrich, Barry Goldwater, Sam Gumpers, Hoover, MacArthur, General John J. Pershing, Will Rogers, John Philip Sousa, Mark Twain, Chief Justice Earl Warren, etc., etc., etc. Now, it is difficult to separate the dupers from the dupees. And among the primary forces of Masonry was 33rd degree Mason Albert Pike. He was born in Boston on December 29, 1809. He was an impressive intellect, a Harvard graduate, and a master of 16 languages. Later in Pike's life, Pike became revered by his fellow Masons for authorship of their text called Morals and Dogma. Most Masons are unaware that their order is based on ancient mysticism from Babylon, Egypt, and Phoenicia, and dedicated to those religions' deity, the sun god. They would have their members pursuing light as an analogy to reason. Pike understood and reveled in the satanic implications of sun worship, or light worship, and on page 321 of that book, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike says clearly, Lucifer, the light bearer, Lucifer, the son of the morning, it is he who bears the light, and with its splendors intolerable, blinds, feeble, sensual, and selfish souls, doubt it not. You see, Lucifer had been demoted to Satan, the adversary, but some of the evil forces resist using that lower title. Albert Pike wrote a letter to his Illuminati superior and founder of the Mafia, Giuseppe Mazzini, on August 15th of the year 1871. And in that letter were the objectives of three world wars formulated by him between the years 1859 and 1871. Now, that letter used to hang in the British Museum Library in London until 1977. It disappeared from display immediately after Rothschild joined the board of directors for the museum. Now, according to Pike, the First World War was designed to destroy Tsarist Russia and convert that country into a stronghold of atheistic communism. It was to be instigated by agitating the differences between Germany and England, and afterward, communism was to be strengthened to a point that it could be used to destroy other governments and weaken religion. The Second World War was to be fomented through manipulation of the differences which existed between the German nationalists and the political Zionists. This was to result in an expansion of USSR influence and their establishment of the State of Israel. And during that Second World War, communism was to be enlarged and strengthened to the point that it equaled United Christendom. And at that point, it would be contained and held in check. in reference to World War III, Pike planned that they would stir up the differences between Jewish nationalists and the leaders of the Muslim world. The purpose of this war is to destroy Jewish nationalism, utilized to foment the Second World War. The remaining nations will fight themselves into a state of complete exhaustion, physically, mentally, spiritually, and economically, and destroy each other's governments and religious institutions. Pike's plan after the Third World War is, well, we're going to talk about that after this break. Please stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We were talking about the letter from Albert Pike to his Illuminati superior, Giuseppe Mazzini, who also happened to be the founder of the Mafia. And Pike's plan for after the Third World War is, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in all of its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the minority revolutions will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Finally, brought out to the public, a manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow, and the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, remember, this Pike letter from 33rd Degree Mason, Albert Pike, to his Illuminati superior, hung in the British Museum for a long time until Baron Rothschild became a director. Now, I want you to note that the foregoing movement is intended to be a reaction. In revolutionary circles, it is the reaction to an incident that is planned and prepared more than the staged incident. Usually, bureaucratic politicians cry for more power to solve some problem artificially created when they really want that power to dominate. See, we can expect more terrorism disasters. And when they occur, note the legislation that is passed in response. You can be certain that the new laws will curtail the Bill of Rights that were supposed to be unalienable. Investigate, and you will find out that the new laws were in the works before the incident occurred. Now, just such an operation was exposed on the popular television program 2020 that was aired on June 21st, 2002. It covered a story that was previously reported in a Jewish newspaper called The Forward. It covered those Middle Eastern-looking guys who were caught videotaping the first Wordle Trade Center in abject glee. They were dancing on their white van and punctuating the moment with high fives. A woman who wished to remain only Maria looked out her window after a friend called her about 911 and noticed their activity. She called the police and gave them the license plate number. Later that afternoon, the van was stopped at the tunnel and all occupants detained. All five were carrying the infamous box cutters of the day. Between the five of them, they had 10 passports. One man had $4,700 packed into a sock. They did look Middle Eastern. It appears as though the Arab terrorists who had brought down the World Trade Center had been captured. We'll talk about them in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural